Hoax. A plan accomplished by deception. What is the difference between a lie and a hoax? Lies may be inconsequential and conceived spur of the moment. They may be innocuous, only serving the need of the moment. A hoax, however, implies an intent to deceive people for a particular objective. It requires a plan or strategy for which its lie serves. Lies may be projected without any supporting evidence in the hope that no one checks up on the assertion. A hoax needs some evidence as it expects scrutiny. So a successful hoax must have reasonable assumptions and non-trivial arguments to support it. It must have an element of truth. Both a lie and a hoax have the intent to deceive. A lie typically has a small audience, maybe even only one person to deceive. A hoax, however, is generally directed at the masses. Its immediate goal is to garner enough support that its ultimate plan may be effective. Lying has become a part of how most Americans do business. So they become desensitized to the threat of lies. Politicians lie, media lies, educators lie, businesses lie, parents lie, entertainers lie. Actually, most religions lie. So we're used to being lied to and have even come to expect it and to account for it. But even though we are not completely naive, we're still susceptible to the big lie, the hoax. We persist in trusting people even when we know by experience and in our hearts that it is dangerous to do so. So when a well-constructed hoax is put forth by well-credentialed people and supported by well-considered celebrities, we swallow it despite the fact it may not smell right. A hoax is motivated by greed and pride. Greed for wealth and power and pride that one is or knows better and deserves honor. Though the hoax may be touted as something in your best interest, it does not come from true love and compassion. Here are some major lies, each of which is actually a hoax. Number one, evolution is science. Number two, God is dead. Number three, free lunches exist. Number four, capitalism is evil. Number five, socialism is good. Number six, more government is good. Number seven, freedom is free. Number eight, there is no judgment day. Number nine, man is the answer to man's problems. Number ten, America is evil. Number 11, people are basically good. Number 12, you can trust government. Number 13, man-made climate change is real. Number 14, doctors heal. Number 15, unborn children are not human. Number 16, homosexuality is not an affliction. Number 17, your mind cannot be poisoned. Number 18, faith is foolishness. Number 19, COVID-19 is everywhere and it can kill anybody. Number 20, preserving life is better than living life. Number 21, fear is a good thing. I could go on, but the point is made that our society has swallowed lie after lie and become victims of hoax after hoax. Since each hoax has a plan, we should look at each of the above lies and determine what is the underlying plan. Without addressing each hoax individually, I can reveal the general plan. The thief comes not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10a. There is an enemy of humanity, and he is identified above as a thief. The enemy uses people whom he has deceived to steal the truth, to kill those who oppose him, and destroy all that is good. What is the truth? Christ Jesus is the truth. God's written word is the truth. The living truth said this in the written truth: I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10:10b. Who is the enemy trying to kill? Those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the enemy trying to destroy? The kingdom of God, which is in the minds and hearts of people and is the source of good. Let God be true, but every man a liar. Romans 3, 4a. Our founding fathers knew this and so set up our government with checks and balances to head off abuse of power so that it remained in the hands of the people. We need to repent, change our thinking of these lies and hoaxes, and receive Christ as Lord, Savior, Healer, and Provider. We were created by a loving God who revealed Himself in Christ Jesus as our Heavenly Father. Coming into relationship with Him through Christ Jesus is each of our eternal destinies. Reject the lie and the hoax and receive the truth. The truth will set you free.